This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
A message to all of you who don't have blazing foot speed and supernatural strength. You're probably not going to get a football scholarship. But you do have a chance to win some tuition this college football season in Dr. Pepper's $1 million tuition giveaway. Go to drpepper.com. Tell us why you should be one of the winners. There's nothing like a free ride. There's nothing like a pepper. No purchase necessary. Go to drpepper.com for details.
Come to the Home Depot for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fertilizer at just $17.98 and get a gallon of Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer worth almost $6 free. Then when spring arrives, so will a greener, healthier yard. We're lowering the cost of a lawn you can be proud of with Scott's Fertilizer for just $17.98 and a free gallon of Ortho Insect Killer. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 27th, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Get pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show that is jam-packed. It is filled in nicely on this Thursday, the final day of September. At the end of the program, Joe DeMayo, fantasyplayersedge.com. If you've got questions for Joe, email him. That'd probably be the best way to do it. To the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we will get your questions to Joe. You're 3 weeks into the season. Maybe you need to make some moves. Maybe you've already made some moves. Maybe you're in the trade business. We'll find out. Also, it is homecoming week at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, which also means the Hall of Fame will grow by five this weekend. We'll talk with the most recent UNK graduate that will be going into the Hall of Fame. Darcy Berry is going to join us on the show today. High school football, another team that's headed in the right direction, the Shelton Bulldogs. Their head coach, Mike Lowe, is going to join us. And coming up here in the next 5 minutes, Drew Schenick, Tri-City Storm head coach and general manager, will be with us. Their season begins tomorrow night. Daddy, is it
at home?
Yeah, at home. They're at home. Big weekend, as you just heard coming into the break and coming into the start of the show. Lincoln and Omaha, doesn't get any bigger for home games than that. Tony, the start of every season, it's hard to believe. You're watching the NCAA basketball tournament. Major League Baseball starts. You're getting geeked up for the pennant races and maybe the FedEx Cup and the home stretch for golf. And here football starts. And the NBA and hockey start sometime. And here you go, NHL, that is. And now the Tri-City Storm as we're getting ready for Major League Baseball playoffs. And, of course, right in the midst of football. Doesn't feel like hockey season out there, but games 1 and 2 are usually just as important as games 59 and 60. You're always trying to get wins for the postseason, and well, that's what they're thinking about, and Coach Schenick will join us here in a few minutes to talk about it.
I think maybe it's a different feel this year because there are a few games at home this time of year. It seems like in the past we've always waited. The schedule's been so skewed. We played one here, one there, but then the real home schedule starts later in the year. Well, we get the first two home games to start things off and go out and support the boys. If you're sitting around looking for something to do, you always hear, nothing to do around here. Hey, go out and support the team.
You know anything about football?
Well, I like to think I do, but then I look at my teams
college?
I drafted.
How about college football? You know anything about college football?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, how about you take those skills to jerseys this Saturday? You can watch football and take part in their college football trivia contest. It's this Saturday at 1:30, $5 entry fee. A cash payout is awarded to the top performers and some free giveaways to make it even sweeter. And then stay around and watch the Texas-Oklahoma game as they have the Red River rivalry kicking off at 2:30. Oh, Addie, do you need practice?
No, I think I'm ready to go. I'm all set.
Are you? Okay, let's see. Let's give you a trivia question here. That's what we should do. All right. What conference is Duke in?
ACC.
Okay.
If Ryan Mallett was a carpenter, or if the quarterback from Arkansas was a carpenter, what kind of tool he'd use? A mallet.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, look,
if you're a receiver for Oklahoma named Jazz Robinson, should you tweet? No would be the answer to that. He's kicked out for Saturday's game.
Well, you can watch all of the college football games on their high def projection screens or other games that's not Texas-Oklahoma on one of their 20 HDs. Great food and drink specials all day. And don't forget the NFL football every Sunday at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill, located just on the north edge of town, 5012 3rd Avenue in Kearney. And again, it's their college football trivia contest. Take your knowledge. You think you know something? Well, let's prove it. Saturday, 1:30. Huh. Come up, have lunch, enjoy it, have the trivia contest. Costs only $5. They're giving things away. A little cash payout to the winner.
You don't have to worry about feeling dumb because you can just, I was just watching that game. I knew that.
Yeah, and all the games are going on out there. So there you go, Daddy. I mean, and if you win, it's more the pride than anything else.
There you go. Easy enough.
All right. Well, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow on the show, Kansas State football coach Bill Snyder will join us, so make sure you're with us tomorrow. Mike Perenio, our bud that is the czar that is all at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, they had to make money last weekend. They always make money, but the way the NFL went, they had to have a good weekend, didn't they?
I think they've started off hot. I think it's been a good start to the football season for the booking side of things.
I've had folks say, Doug, when are you going to have Perenio on? When are you going to have that guy from Vegas on? When's Mike going to be back on? Because he makes us money. He gives us good picks. So Mike Perenio will join us on the show tomorrow. And also, we expect to talk to John Gustafson, who's also going into the UNK Hall of Fame. So that's all coming up. Chris Kelsey, maybe he could take Dez Bryant out to dinner now because he's just signed a four-year contract extension worth $24 million.
Good for him. Congratulations. You know, you're with
he's
the Buffalo Bills.
Bill. Yeah.
You got $24 million in the bank. Of course, Obama's going to take, what, 7/8 of that? So you got $3 million in the bank. Yeah.
You know, he's the 2003 second-round draft pick. He is the second longest-tenured player on the entire Buffalo Bills roster and only 6 years in. Isn't that pathetic?
Next, did they say who the first one is?
Yeah. Yeah, they have.
Kicker?
Punter Brian Moorman.
Okay, I was going kicker punter region. Wow, that is something.
So there you go. I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad everything's good. The Huskers got back to the practice field yesterday. Took a couple days off. So that meant they took like four in a row. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, according to coach.
Refocus time. That's what they needed to do. You know what? Good time to get the bumps and bruises off you. Because you know this coming season, you're going to get a lot more bumps and bruises put back on you.
And, Daddy, Big 12 has officially announced that they have approved that 9-game conference schedule. They won't have a championship. Everybody plays everybody. And then the official schedule, the actual who plays where, when, is a few weeks away.
Well, I guess you have a real true champion then. When you got to play everybody. Say what you want, but the
long
best.
As you're healthy at the right time.
Well, okay, you got that argument too, but people come back at you and say, well, that's how you develop a true champion.
What do you think, Tony? Do you think Texas-Oklahoma will be the last game, or will they keep it state fair during the state fair in Dallas?
I think it's been too long a tradition. How can you move that game?
Yeah, and I think it's very interesting, and put it on the date. Put it on the date where the Big 12 championship game. Put it on that first Saturday. Don't get yourself in a Big 10 situation where you've got 50 days between your final game before the weekend, before Thanksgiving, and then say you play in a national championship, which this year, again, is idiotically placed on January the 10th. I mean, if Congress wants to screw with sports, screw with that. That's just so insane. It just upsets me.
No, I think you're absolutely right, Doug. You string it out and you know, say what you want about the Big Ten got back into the action a year ago with some big bowl wins. But before that, the excuses were made. We were off for 53 days. We were off 51 days. Very tough to come back and play a game of that magnitude when you've been off for that long.
Some schools have more time between the final regular season game and the bowl game than they do between the bowl game and spring practice.
Hey, did you hear about the new cereal, Doug? The Ocho Cincos?
We don't have time for your jokes.
No, this is a true story.
Yeah, I know. There's a sex number on it.
Yeah.
How'd that happen? I didn't read the story. I just saw the headline.
It's got the wrong, put the wrong area code on. The Ocho Cincos is supposed to help kids. It's supposed to feed the hungry. Basically an 800 number or whatever to help feed the hungry. Well, they put the wrong prefix number and they got a sex line for $2.99. You can talk nasty to the hottest girl on the planet.
Who'd you talk to?
Her name was Layla? I don't know. It was weird.
Tri-City Storm season, can you believe it? It gets underway this weekend, and the Storm actually gets to play at home. It seems like they always start the season on the road, but they do get to play at home, and we're geared up for it, radio and getting to play at home. And
home before last Christmas. That's weird enough.
Oh, for the...
You know, when you think back, it was like, well, we get two games on February 1st, the home opener.
Yeah, well, the hated Omaha and Lincoln come in, so why wouldn't you start it that way? Because we do play them 72 times this season. But let's start about the season. And Drew Shinnick, the head coach and general manager of the Storm, joins us here in studio as they get ready. And, Coach, good morning, and I guess it's time, huh?
Yeah, it is time, and it, you know, it's been a long summer, but it's time to get back at her. The preseason's over, and, you know, it's time to start shooting real bullets here.
You get everybody to town. It seems like we've been talking about this summer. We had a kickoff deal, but these kids really didn't come together as far as this final team for about the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we brought some extra guys in to have a look, and, you know, we kind of narrowed it down. Really, just before the Fall Classic, and we went into the Fall Classic with 26 guys, and came out of the Fall Classic with 25. We're actually utilizing our affiliate list here for a couple weeks here to evaluate some guys here. Realistically, our roster has to be at 23, so we have the ability to carry a couple extra here for a little while, but not full time.
What did you learn about your team at the Fall Classic? I know the wins and losses are not the number one thing. You did win twice. You went to a shootout. You saw some things there that you might have to utilize in the season. But what did you see that you liked?
Well, I just think the biggest thing is our consistency level. I think that, you know, over the course of all five games, we've played well in spurts. We've let off the gas in spurts. And I think the biggest thing is teaching the new players coming to this level and the new players coming to this team what's expected of them for 60 minutes, not 55 or 40, because it's the letdowns that kill you. And, you know, certainly I saw a little bit of that over the course of the exhibition season. But, you know, again, it's still early. The guys are still coming together. And, you know, they're still trying to figure out what we're trying to do as coaches. And, you know, the biggest thing is the quicker we, you know, everybody buys into what we're trying to do here, the better off we're going to be.
Tri-City Storm head coach Drew Shinnick joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, the one question we get asked, I think probably you get asked more than anybody, is there an enforcer on this team? Do we have somebody we expect to throw the gloves down and get after it?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple guys actually this year that won't mind doing that. And if it were up to me, I'd have a few more knuckle draggers, as I like to call them. I like to play, a tough brand of hockey. But we have a couple guys that will certainly stand up for themselves and their teammates when the time is right. And I think every team kind of has those guys. But, it's nice to have those weapons in the arsenal when you need them.
It's just hard to believe that one of the tough guys you refer to is Pinky.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that work out there?
You know? Well, you know what? Like, he's willing. He's, he is tough. And, you know, some of the nicest guys I know off the ice are some of the toughest guys that were in the NHL that ever played. So, off-ice demeanor is certainly not indicative of what a guy can do on the ice. And you just have to, if you want to be a tough guy, there's two things you have to have. You have to be willing to do it, and you have to be willing to take a punch and not go down. And we've got a few of those guys right now.
Drew, can you characterize the team yet? There's always different types of teams, of speedy, tough, physical, defensive. How would you characterize this team starting the season?
Well, I think we're very similar to last year's team. I think our defense is probably a little bit more mobile, a little bit better with the puck and being able to get back and get it out of our zone a little bit quicker. But I think, the identity of our team last year was hard work in your face, and that's how we're going to play again here this year. And, right now we got to sort out who's going to do our goal scoring. I think it's going to come by committee here a little bit. We don't have a Jaden Schwartz this year, but you never know who emerges as our goal scorers.
But what do you do to replace a Jaden? Obviously, it's going to be more by committee. steady. You hope to be more balanced, obviously.
Well, yeah, I think looking up and down the lineup, I think we've got more guys this year, you know, dotted through our lines that we hope can score for us, and we hope to get the job done. And, you know, again, whereas last year it seemed like, you know, Jaden was our guy, and if he wasn't going, then, you know, we didn't have success. So we're hoping that, you know, more guys step up into that role and take on more of a goal-scoring role for us.
When you left last season, if you had one thing that you wanted to improve, what was it, and do you think you've done that to this point?
You know what, I think it's improve our defensive core, not only just, you know, with size and speed, but it's, you know, being able to get back to loose pucks. And I think we've got that a little bit. You know, again, it's still a work in progress, but, you know, we've got Colin Mattis and Denis back there who can really skate and get back for pucks. We've got another couple puck movers, and we've got a couple guys that are stay at home. So I think we've balanced out our defense, you know, as compared to last year, and hopefully, you know, we'll spend less time on our own zone here.
Doug and Daddy's show on this Thursday, Drew Shenick is joining us, and in just a little bit, you're going to have the preseason press conference. You're going to announce the captains. Would you like to announce them early?
Well, I would like to, but I can't. So, you know, if you want to know who they are, you got to come to the Thursday press conference. We have an idea. We're still close. You know, we're going to have a meeting here today just to make sure that, you know, we're all on the same page with that.
Is this a coach decision, a player decision, a mutual decision, and what are you looking for out of your captains besides leadership?
Well, you know, again, you know, some teams do it differently. Some teams let the guys vote on it. Some teams have the coaches. Some teams do a combination of both. And I find if you let the guys vote on it, it becomes a popularity contest as to who the captains are. And sometimes that's not always a bad thing because they kind of know. But, you know, we as coaches spend all preseason evaluating guys in different situations on the ice, off the ice, how they, you know, how they treat their teammates, how they act in the community. A lot goes into it than just being, you know, wearing the captain or the assistancy on the ice, and you know, we feel that we've come up with a pretty good group of guys here that represent, you know, the coaching staff in the dressing room, because that's really what they are. They're liaison between us and them, and also represent our community very well when they're out there. So, you know, I think we've got a pretty good group selected.
So, Daddy, Coach Kubik must have picked the captains at Bertrand.
Then. Yeah, I never got him.
Yeah, that's no. Kind of what I thought. Yeah,
no, never got to go out to midfield. Coach Brodeur, Waugh, who's in goal?
Well, I was hoping, you know, that Brodeur would come down for his last year. I know he's kind of on the tail end in New Jersey. We made a call. Unfortunately, it wasn't returned, so we had to go back here. You know, we're going to start the season with Stephen Bolton as our number one guy here. He was here last year. He's a great kid, works real hard.
And Quan's nephew.
Well, and Quan's nephew, yeah.
Very white nephew, but yes.
And then we have Scotty Diebold and Chris Eiserman, who are both capable backups here for right now.
Eiserman, any relation there?
Yep, brother.
Really?
Yep, we have a goaltender and a defenseman on the team.
Drew Shenick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to take on Lincoln Friday night. Omaha Saturday night. Let's talk about the level of competition you expect to see here. Lincoln struggled last year. Omaha did not. But as we know, one year you could see a whole different team. What are you looking for this first weekend?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's going to be much the same as last year. I think Lincoln's going to be improved. You know, again, they're big. They can skate. They come after you just like they always do. You know, I don't think Omaha has the quick strike offense that they had last year, but they're still very good. They skate very well. They've added some size to their team up front. So, you know, again, it's going to be two hard games. And, you know, after watching the Fall Classic and seeing everybody play, you know, from the East Division all the way through the West, geez, I don't think there's going to be a runaway real good team where we're going to see a Green Bay or an Omaha runaway to a points lead early. I think everybody's going to be, you know, able to beat everybody else on any given night. So it's going to be a real tough league this year, and I expect real tough games all the way through.
After this year, obviously, you got to see plenty of Lincoln, plenty of Omaha. Who's the biggest rival to you?
Sioux City.
That's a good.
Didn't have to think about it.
There you go.
That's it. Sioux City is it. Coach, I wanted to ask you here, as you get ready for the second season, you touched on it. You still have to make a couple of cuts. You wheeled and dealed a little bit towards the beginning of the season last year. You've made some moves this year. Are we expecting any trades, or are you just going to trim this roster down, or what's next in this next 2 weeks to get at that 23?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you're always in a constant state of evaluation with your hockey team, and being the GM as well as a coach, you're trying to take care of next year a little bit in lieu of this year and vice versa. But I mean, we're always open to, you know, the store is always open, as I like to say. I mean, everybody's everybody's looking around to fit pieces of the puzzle in place. And, you know, we have an idea what we're looking for. If it comes to us and we like it and it's a good fit for our team, we'll look at it. But, you know, again, I like all 25 guys we've got here, and that's why we're still at 25 and not 23. So, you know, we have the daunting task of getting down by two guys yet. But, again, we're always, you know, we're always looking to upgrade in certain areas if we can.
Drew, you get Kenny Brooks back, the owner's son. That I think a lot of people maybe, oh, he's the owner's kid, he's on the team. Well, towards the end of last year, the kid really showed he could play in this league. Your thoughts on him entering this season?
You know, I thought, you know, Kenny went away and had a great summer, and you know, again, that's always the knock when you have an ownership with a son on the team is, you know, is he here just because dad bought the team? Is he, you know, is he capable of playing? And I think, you know, Kenny, through hard work, showed everybody that he's capable of playing, and he went away with the message that he had to get a little bit stronger. He's put 15 to 20 pounds on his frame here this year. And so have I.
Yeah, remarkably enough.
You know, so, but again, I think that's going to benefit him, you know, as the season wears on. And you know, he's making himself into a player. He works hard. He's a great kid. He, you know, he does everything you ask, and that's all you can ask as a coach. So I think, you know, I think he's one guy that's come back and had a real good summer for us.
Why do I feel that the training regimen for you and Kenny were just a tad bit different?
Yes, more liquids for me, apparently, of different varieties.
A lot going on this weekend. Tri-City Storm taking on Lincoln tomorrow night, taking on Omaha Saturday. There's going to be a music tailgate party on Saturday. No football. Go check that out. I mean, after the Lopers, go out and check out the Tri-City Storm. Viero's going to be giving away phones, free T-shirts on Friday night, and a whole lot more going on with the Tri-City Storm that we'll be talking about here over the next couple of days. Drew, I think the fans are fired up. What do you got to do to say, hey, I know it's October, but the season starts?
Well, I mean, they, you know, I want them to come out and have a, this is the first look at our group here. And, you know, it's going to be a nice weekend for hockey. You know, again, you're going to come out and see a hardworking hockey team here that's going to give everything they have. And you know, obviously we'd love your support. So, you know, come on out and support the guys.
Drew, we always appreciate the time. We look forward to chatting with you throughout the season. Good luck this first weekend.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Drew Schenick of the Tri-City Storm, head coach and general manager, as they get ready for a big weekend. Tony, have they ever started 2-0?
No, they have not.
Well, let's change that up this weekend.
Well, that's not true, fellas. We did last year. We beat Indiana.
Oh,
twice.
We got up. Yeah, we won our first
5-0-1. Wasn't it? Something crazy like that. I thought the tie came the first weekend. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
There you go. So Drew Schenick has never lost on the opening weekend.
So far, so good.
Any guarantees, Daddy?
I don't want to guarantee. You know what? When you take Schwartz off a team, I don't want to. You know, if he was sitting
here. I will throw a guarantee out there that there's going to be two home games this weekend.
There we go. More hockey. Keep listening to Saturday night's game on Classic Hits 98.9. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A whole lot more. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and more coming up after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348 or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 74. Winds, meanwhile, stay variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies stay clear tonight as winds stay light and variable with a low at 46. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to talk a little Shelton football. We're going to talk UNK Hall of Fame. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com is coming up in our last segment. If you've got a fantasy football question for Joe, fire it off to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com in the Dent Popper inbox. Another beautiful day out there and a chance for you to turn $2 into a million. All you have to do is head to Prairie Hills Golf Course in Pleasanton, where the 20 golfers that are closest to the hole in qualification, which starts at 8 a.m. every day, and it's been going on this week, will qualify for Friday night's million-dollar shootout at 6 p.m. The golfer closest to the hole during qualifications this week wins a year membership. It's valued at $1,000. Each shot costs you $2, and every time you buy a shot, you're also entered into a drawing for a free membership. And who knows? Maybe you'll have a lucky day on Friday and make that shot for $1 million. Qualifications start at 8 a.m. each day. Take as many shots as you want and get in the top 20 for Friday night and a chance at $1 million. It's at Prairie Hills in Pleasanton. Daddy, the Ryder Cup pairings are out. The Americans are turning to Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson to begin their defense. They will take on Europe's best player and most recent major champion, Martin Keimer and Lee Westwood. So here are the pairings. Mickelson and Dustin Johnson against Westwood and Keimer. Stuart Sink and Matt Kuchar against Rory McIlroy and Graham McDowell. Tiger Woods and Steve Stricker will take on Ian Poulter and Ross Fisher. And Jeff Overton is going out. This was the interesting one there. He and Bubba Watson are going to go out and take on Luke Donald and Padraig Harrington. So Corey Pavin going to put Jeff Overton out there, even though he has not won a tournament in his PGA career. It's weird.
They were showing the introductions or the I guess they have some gala event or opening ceremony deal. They paraded them out there. The captain's leading the way, everybody in their suit and tie, everybody up on the stage and having some fun at that. Boy, the crowds are just enormously big over there. They're going crazy for this event.
It tees off at 1:30 Central Time tomorrow morning.
How convenient.
Yeah. Are you going to stay up or are you going to go to bed early?
I'm going to go to bed early.
Our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are fed by our friends at Burger King. Join the breakfast revolution at BK with hot fluffy pancakes, freshly baked blueberry biscuits, and how about Seattle's best iced coffee? Vanilla or mocha, just $1.99. Two locations in Kearney, also in Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. And another one of the area football teams that has gotten off to a good start this year. How have they played 5 games already, Tony? It's incredible that we're that deep in. The Shelton Bulldogs and Coach Mike Lowe joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, welcome to the program. Congratulations on the good start.
Hey, thanks a lot.
We've talked to the Gibbon coach, we've talked to the Loup City coach, we've talked to a few coaches, the Centura coach, that have got some wins and kind of turned some things around. When you were going over the summer blueprint, every coach says, well, this is our goal, this is what we think. Did you think that you'd be playing the kind of football that you have so far this season?
Yes, we had a couple key departures early, but our goal was 6 games. We knew Overton would probably be a tough game, but we're kind of right on track to exactly where we wanted to be. So, you know, we kind of had it in mind. We had kids up at weights all summer, and they worked hard all summer. So it was kind of exactly where we thought we'd be.
Mike, was that from, obviously, when the first day you met with the kids, did expectations change one way or another?
No, not really. I actually coached all these kids in junior high football. I've been here, even though it's my first year of high school, I've been here for 5 years, and I actually graduated from here. So I knew the kids pretty well, and so they knew what I was going to expect from them.
Every place is a little bit different. What about the mentality of just getting that first win and getting things pointed in the right direction? When you haven't picked up a lot of wins recently, sometimes it's hard to just get the focus in the right direction. Was that a problem at all, or can you remember the kid or the time or the moment in practice that things kind of clicked and turned around?
Really, I think it turned around actually before we ever stepped foot on the field. When I told him it wasn't mandatory to be at weights, and I had 22 kids with perfect attendance all summer, Monday through Thursday, I think that's kind of when it turned around. I think the kids kind of, they're tired of losing, and I could tell right there that they were ready to turn the corner.
Mike, what did the win a year ago versus Kennesaw towards the end of the season do to vault, you know, kind of build these kids' confidence a little bit heading into this season?
You know, I think it helped, but I wasn't really involved with that team, and really none of these kids played a whole lot. We lost about 8 seniors, and then we had a couple kids. We had one that went out for cross country, and then we had a couple kids at the park that were starters on that team. So really we kind of started fresh. We have a lot of freshmen, sophomores, juniors playing for us that, and even our seniors didn't really get a lot of time last year. So we kind of started fresh, new, and some of the stuff that happened last year and stuff, I don't know if it affects these kids too much.
Mike Lowe, the head football coach at Shelton in his first year guiding the alma mater here. Their three wins are against Nebraska Christian, Red Cloud, and Heartland. And their two losses, both on the road against Perennial Powers in Overton and Axtell. And one of the weird things from last Friday night, an 8-man game that ended 7-0. Coach, take us through that game with Axtell.
Yeah, I would have never thought we would score 0, and I probably never thought we'd only give up 7. So I think it's kind of weird on both sides of it. But we had it down to the 1-yard line in the fourth quarter, and we false started. And we kind of feel that it was a game that we kind of gave away. Really, their quarterback, he's obviously fast, and he scored on 154-yard run. But other than that, we kind of held them out of the end zone, and the game was kind of played in between the 20s the whole time. Not something you see in 8-man football very much.
Mike, you got a running back in Luke Glenn that stepped up this year. You've said a lot of young kids, sophomores, people playing skill positions. That's gonna do well for the future as well.
Oh, it's great. That's our main goal this year, was kind of to try to make playoffs with all these young kids. Nothing against the 4 or 5 seniors that we have play, but we're definitely getting a lot of guys, a lot of playing time and experience, and if we could get to playoffs, that's kind of our main goal. So these guys next year, when we think maybe we're going to be even a little bit better and more experienced, that it's not a first-time thing for them, and they kind of get the jitters and stuff of playing in a big-time game out of the way.
Shelton will host Kennesaw tomorrow night. You'll be able to hear the game on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We've got a chance to see Kennesaw. They've got a nice quarterback in Schnitzler. Of course, it was the night against Overton where Overton just is an amazing football team. And even Coach Snodgrass, when we talked to him, said, you know what, Shelton is so much improved football. So the folks are taking notice. But talk about this Kennesaw game and your concerns.
Our concerns, just like you said, Schnitzler kid, he's very fast. They got a Woodman kid that he likes to throw to. He throws a very nice deep ball, and they try to hit him deep quite a bit. Other than that, we just look for the intensity in the game. Our kids, we wrestle with them. We know them. They call it the Battle of the Bridge. Try to the little flat river bridge that connects the two towns, and everybody knows each other, and they've been texting each other this week. So it should be an intense game and kind of a big game for both schools on their goals to get into the playoffs this year.
Mike, well, you got a goal to get in the playoffs. Do you ever think you had a chance to win this district?
You know, that game last week would have been big for us. If we could have pulled that one off, it would have been out there for us. So, we still control our own destiny. If we can win out and beat Palmer and Franklin and handle our business tomorrow night, we still got a good chance at it.
Shelton coach Mike Lowe with us for just another minute. Mike, what are you guys doing well? What are you guys doing well that you think you can do well tomorrow night? What's been the power of this team so far this season? And maybe it's a kid or two, maybe it's a unit or two.
Really, it's the power of our football team right now is our defense. We hit hard. We fly to the ball. Not very often does one guy have to make a tackle. It's usually 3, 4, 5 guys on the pile, and we don't excel at team speed. That's why we kind of have to get everybody to the ball. But when you hold a team like Axtell to 7 points, that's doing pretty good. And nobody's really put up a lot of points on us, excluding, like I said, the powerhouse Overton. They can run that read option for a lot of yards on anybody, I think. So,
Mike, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep up the great work over there. Keep the boys healthy, and good luck, and we'll see you in the playoffs.
Well, let's hope so. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Best of luck. Mike Lowe, head football coach at Shelton, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, you can hear the game of the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Big game there as well. Axtell and Kennesaw were picked to finish at the top of the district. Shelton was picked to finish at the bottom. Franklin and Palmer are still coming up. Those two teams have struggled so far this year. And so we'll see where Shelton is at. This looks like, man, could they sweep it and get to 6-2, or is this a 4-4 ball club? We'll find out a lot tomorrow night.
Doug, I think you go back to Centura, their new coach. You go right here to Shelton, their new coach. You go to Loup City, different kids in there. It seems to be different mentalities.
Still a young system at Gibbon?
Still a young, you bring up Gibbon. It's a different mentality, and it all started in the summer. Every one of these programs, and I think it all goes back to the leaders these kids have as coaches, and I think that's great. They're influencing young men and doing different things than the past regimes have done.
Well, it's probably also the equipment they wear that they get at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. They're open 7 days a week, including late on Thursday, and this is
Thursday.
8 o'clock. See Steve and the gang at Misco Sports. They carry brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike, Columbia, Adidas, Mizuno, and a whole lot more. And get geared up for the Big 12 season with Husker shirts, T-shirts, and sweatshirts. They've got them for men, women, and kids. All NFL and men's college hoodies, 25% off. Check out the Ndamukong Suh jersey. Just make sure he's not hiding back there. Coming to tackle you. Get your game on at Misco's Downtown Kearney Center. You'll be better equipped for the games you play, welcoming everybody back to town for homecoming for UNK. And speaking of that, we're going to talk homecoming. Hall of Famer Darcy Berry's going in, the former Loper softball stud. Going to join us next.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The Blue and Gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
The University of Nebraska at Kearney men's tennis team is home this afternoon, taking on conference rival Mesa State. Catch all of the action as UNK takes on Mesa State on a beautiful Thursday in men's tennis.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens, Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer is so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? To sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures of around 74. Winds, meanwhile, stay variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies stay clear tonight as winds stay light and variable with a low at 46. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. When you're lounging back and watching the NFL and college football games, Major League playoffs, the Ryder Cup, you don't want to be hurting when you get up. You want it to be comfortable, Tony.
Well, that's why you need to go to Bruce Furniture. No after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons. No fine print. A piece of a furniture has a price tag on it. Well, amazingly enough, it's that price. They're not trying to trick you, versus Bruce Furniture. Plus, you can receive free interior home decorating design services, no purchase necessary. They have a full line of interior design services. Every room, doesn't matter, bedroom, living room, kitchen, they've got it for you. Pillow fabrics, carpet color, and wall decor. Bruce Furniture helps create just the right look for you. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
Well, this week is Hall of Fame week at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, as it is, what do they call it? Oh, yeah, homecoming. And some distinguished folks are going into the Hall of Fame, including Dick Buechner and Jack Ramey, coaches, and, of course, Dick, the athletic director for a while, Meg Gross-Minton, John Gustafson, who's going to join us on the show tomorrow, and our next guest, a graduate of UNK all the way back in 1999, years and years ago, Daddy Darcy Berry joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Darcy, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Good morning.
Well, it's glad to have you back here. Does it seem like it's been 11 years since you were running the bases here?
It doesn't feel like 11 years. It just feels like yesterday. Time has flown by.
Darcy, the obvious first question I always have is the initial call or initial letter that you received, your initial reaction was what?
I was surprised and excited. I couldn't believe that. You know, I always dreamt of it, but, you know, it actually happening and becoming a reality is just amazing.
Darcy Berry, tell the folks what you're up to these days, and then we'll kind of relive some of the old times and what's going on this weekend. You told me that you're closer to the niece and nephew, which is always fun. What are you doing these days?
Well, I live in Des Moines, Iowa, and I work for Wells Fargo Financial Leasing, and I am a commercial underwriter for them.
All right. Making the big bucks. That's what the UNK education does.
you didn't have any floodwaters there a couple of months ago, did you?
Oh, not in the neighborhood that I live in. No, it wasn't too bad. Some of the other parts of Des Moines had some flooding, but nothing in my neighborhood.
Darcy, take us back to your playing days. Obviously, you know, amazing when you talk about the 4 years you're here. You captured RMAC titles every year, qualified for the NCAA tournament all 4 years. The success has really been unmatched since then.
You know, that was just it was an amazing time. We had a great group of teammates, and, you know, we all came together, and we all had that same competitive drive and that, you know, willingness to win. And, you know, it's a tribute, you know, to Dan for bringing us all together. But, you know, all of us, just the camaraderie that we had, we just gelled so well together. That it was just an amazing time for me.
Darcy, talk about the kids and where they came from and your teammates. I mean, it wasn't like they were coming from California and Florida and New York and Texas. Coach Simmons found a way to mold the talent that he had around here, which was really unique and is still tough to do in about any sport.
You know, I think a lot of us were kind of, you know, in a way, the kids that were passed over by some of the other schools. I know, you know, I had a vision of when I was getting out of high school, you know, I kind of had predetermined where I wanted to go. And I wasn't recruited by a lot of people. And it just happened to be, you know, Dan called and got my name from Laura. And I never even had heard of UNK prior to coming out there. And I was like, you know, who's this guy and who's this program? And I think he was just able to tap into some talent that, you know, maybe people weren't getting the recognition that they deserve just because we came from small towns.
Obviously, mention some of your teammates from back in the so successful years.
Mention some of them?
Yeah, would you?
Okay. Well, you know, we had Holly, who is Coach Carnes now. She was, you know, by far the leader of the team and was the motivator for us. You know, without her, you know, I don't think we definitely would have been as successful as we were. You know, we had Laura Aspen-Miller, who was just an all-around great athlete, great hitter. You know, Michelle Broderson, one of the top outfielders in the RMAC, and also, you know, a great hitter. You know, you can't – Amanda Kelly, amazing pitcher. You know, she – I was going back and looking at through some of our videotapes, and, you know, as fielder, she made it extremely easy on us. You know, I was looking, and she was striking everybody out. She made us look good.
Darcy Berry joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Hall of Fame ceremonies this weekend. Darcy, everybody, I assume, has to give a little short speech. Can you give us a preview of what you're looking forward to this weekend and what you're going to say?
Well, I'm extremely nervous about my speech. I'm not a very good public speaker, so if I can get anything out of my mouth, that will be good. You know, I think for me, getting the award is special, but it's also a reflection on my teammates. And, you know, without them, I definitely would have been, you know, the honors that I had gotten and us being national champions, you know, kind of put us individuals at the forefront, too, that, you know, it really is a team recognition in my eyes.
You know, something pretty amazing is after her career, she got to play on the USA Select team, which from a small Division II school, very few people would come from that. Darcy, talk about that experience.
It was pretty amazing. We got to go over to Europe to play in Amsterdam and Germany, and we were the only team that got to actually, like, stay in a hotel. Some of the teams were camping out in tents, and we played on pretty much soccer fields. It was all grass fields. They didn't have outfield fences. The kids that we were playing against pretty much treated us like we were the U.S. Olympic team. I mean, to get good quality equipment over there, you know, was extremely expensive. So it was pretty amazing. You know, I gave my bat away. I gave my shoes away. I gave my helmet away. You know, we did some, you know, hitting lessons and fielding lessons. I mean, it was an amazing time.
You mean they robbed you?
yeah, pretty much. They wanted to – I traded my some of my shoes and I think a bat I had, which was probably worth about $200 for a ball cap. So
shrewd, very shrewd, Darcy Berry. You still playing, Darce?
No, I'm not. Ever since I moved to Des Moines, I haven't really picked up the softball. People ask me all the time, you know, why I don't play. And I think, you know, leaving the Kearney atmosphere, and even after playing at UNK, I played slow pitch with, you know, a lot of the UNK players and a lot of my UNK friends. It's just, it's hard to, you know, transfer that over to Des Moines and have that same atmosphere and same feeling and same camaraderie. So I've kind of given it up. And if I can't play at the level that I used to play at back in college, I'm the type of person, I'm too competitive that I just don't want to play anymore.
Darcy Berry, last question, and we'll let you get back to work for the day and get headed this way for the weekend. We always hear that, like in the high school athletics or college athletics, and the UNK volleyball team was a national runner-up. Hey, these kids will remember this the rest of their life, and the sting will wear off and all that kind of, you know, BS sometimes. You guys were the national runner-up in 1999. Now that all this time has passed, are you still upset that you didn't bring home the championship, or was it like everybody said and it was an experience that you just can't forget and a great way to finish that season off?
I still look at it as an experience that, you know, I will never forget, and for us to get as far as we did and get second in the nation, there's anybody else you talk to would have wanted to have been in our place. I mean, yeah, I think we could have been the national champions. I think, you know, we just had some things go, you know, wrong for us, and I think we kind of just ran out of gas a little bit, but I don't think the team that we played really was that much better than we were. So, but like I said, we got second, and so many other teams would have wanted to have been in our shoes, and it was just an amazing time.
I'm sure if Holly would have stepped it up, you guys would have won the game. So,
yeah, it's all Holly's fault.
Darcy, we appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Have a safe trip back and enjoy all that is what should be a great weekend here in Kearney.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, Darcy Berry. 1999, as you said, that was the best year. They just were an outstanding softball team. She was the Omaha World Herald State Female Athlete of the Year in 99. Still holds the school record for single season and career home runs. Named the RMAC All-Century Team. I mean, one of the best of all time. And we thank her for that. We'll get to the email here in just a minute. But, Daddy, it's that time. It's Thursday. Joe DiMaio is standing by. All you have to do is email us your questions for Joe. We've got a bunch rolling in. FantasyPlayersEdge.com is the place to keep things up to date. Joe, a couple of, I mean, I'm scoring points, but I keep losing. Well, what's going on here? Welcome back. Great to see you again.
Yeah, guys, good to be on as well. And look, you're scoring points and you're losing. It just means the guy you're playing is scoring more points. So
you just got
to keep putting them up there, see what happens.
Well, Joe, let's obviously get into it. The first week that there are teams having buys, and so this is going to start affecting your roster. The guy you drafted first, Adrian Peterson, or if you got the Dallas Cowboys, if you got somebody, Kansas City Chief, a Jamal Charles or something like that, you got to bench him. So you're looking to that third or fourth guy that you drafted, or you're panicking and trying to get onto the waiver wires. Your suggestion as we get in, how to manage your team, especially if you got to set a couple of guys this week.
Well, I mean, there's no question. You're going to have to make up for Adrian Peterson, Favre, Percy Harvin, Tony Romo, Miles Austin, in many cases, Marion Barber, Dwayne Bowe. There are two defenses that can be played, two Dallas and many. So there's no question you've got to manage for bye weeks. And hopefully folks did grab Peyton Hillis this week. He's probably available in most leagues. And he's a decent fill-in for AP this week. But, when you draft your teams and so here you are in week four, you really got to look now at week six and see who's going to be on bye for your team in week six. You always want to be 2 weeks in advance when you make your moves. You don't want to wait for the week you're in. So one of the advice I always give people is you should have really planned for Peterson being not available last week. And so forth, so on and so forth. In week four, you prepare for week six, and week five, for week seven. If you do that, you'll pretty much always be one step ahead of everybody else. And doesn't mean you can't modify that in the week you're in. It just means that you won't be caught shorthanded.
Joey, go first taking this email from Tom in Lexington. He wants to know about this proposed trade. Mendenhall and Santonio Holmes for LeSean McCoy and Reggie Wayne.
Mendenhall and Santonio Holmes for LeSean McCoy. I like the Mendenhall-Santonio Holmes side of that equation. Anytime you can get a back like Mendenhall, especially with Roethlisberger coming back, you're going to be happy by the time year-end rolls around.
Stand pat, Tom.
Okay, here we go. Mark in Minden. I have a decision to make on Andre Johnson before the early games because all of my backups play at noon. So Andre Johnson or Brandon Lloyd?
Oh, gosh.
Let's see, like an easy one.
I mean, Andre Johnson's got a fairly significant high ankle sprain. And, if Johnson is starting, you want to start. Brandon Lloyd, and I'm not certain, guys, but Brandon Lloyd's in the early game. He's in the 1 o'clock. And here's the advice I give you. You've got to go out and you've got to find a receiver that's playing in the, could be Jacoby Jones, could be Kevin Walter, could be, one of the Arizona guys with Steve Breston out there, their third receiver, or the San Diego receiver, Nanadu, or anybody like that. You've got to have a guy, even a guy going in the night game, Earl Bennett. Cut Brandon Lloyd and get a guy that's got a late game so you can wait until the very last minute to make a decision on Andre Johnson. So go ahead and grab Earl Bennett if he's out there, or Mario Manningham. Anybody who's got a game 4 o'clock or after, that's the way you manage that situation.
Joe, you mentioned a high ankle sprain for Andre Johnson. Also, Ray Rice seems to have a bad knee. Gore, Rice, LT, Forsett are the four running backs. You got to play two of them.
Gore and Rice. I believe Rice is going to play. Now, if Rice doesn't play for some inexplicable reason, it was Forsett, and who was the other one?
LT, Jets.
LT is probably going against Buffalo is probably a better option than Forsett going against St. Louis, and only because of the way these carries have been shaking out. That's a close call, but I think Ray Rice plays. I don't think it's going to be much of a decision.
More emails.
And even though he's going against the Steelers, he's still Ray Rice.
More emails to get to for Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Well, let's use Forsett's name again. Chris in Kearney says, do I play Forsett or Ben-Jarvis Green-Ellis?
Ben-Jarvis Green-Ellis is going against Miami on Monday night. Miami's rush defense has been substandard, about 4.5 yards per carry. They're giving up. With that said, the worst rush defense in football is St. Louis's. So given that environment, you're more likely to get more mileage out of Forsett than you will a Ben-Jarvis Green-Ellis.
Here's another one that's coming across. It says Manning or Orton, and it doesn't say whether it's Eli or Peyton.
Must be Eli.
You would think.
We'll go two ways with that. Yeah. If it's Peyton, let's not talk about it. If it's Eli and the Giants going up against the Chicago Bears, Orton going up against Tennessee, the Titans' pass defense has been one of the best in football. They're only allowing about 6 yards per pass attempt, and so that's going to make it tough for Orton, but he's got a lot to work with. Chicago, on the other hand, has been a little bit more forgiving. In this particular case, I would start Eli over Kyle Orton.
Joe, I got a scoring-only league. This is a question for me. My wide receivers are Austin Colley, Jeremy Maclin, Brandon Marshall, Kevin Walter. Can't believe I drafted that well.
Who do you bench?
Kevin Walter. I mean, the other guys have just got too much going. Colley did well last week. Marshall did well last week. These are solid receivers. So just sit Walter because you got a lot of talent, in that group.
Here's Eric. He says, hey, Joe, can you help me out with my wide receiver issues? Well, of course he can, Eric. Calvin Johnson not doing so well this year with their quarterback situation, and Ocho Cinco not so hot either. So I picked up Brandon Lloyd, who would be safe to bench for a while, Ocho Cinco or Calvin Johnson?
Well, Calvin Johnson this week's going against Green Bay, and the Packers' pass defense has been decent. Brandon Lloyd is not going to put up these kinds of numbers every single week, so you got to be real careful here. Ocho Cinco finds himself against Cleveland. Cleveland's pass defense has also been just a little bit more porous than Green Bay's. But the question you got to ask yourself is, Green Bay's going to march up and down the field, so you're going to find yourself where Sean Hill is going to have to throw the football. And what I see here is I see Cleveland and Cincinnati more involved in a defensive game where Benson will play a bigger role. This week, if you want to start Brandon Lloyd going against Tennessee, the Titans' defense is stout. So there are some real question marks. This is a really tough decision. Start Calvin Johnson. If you're sold on Brandon Lloyd, start him. I'm not. I would probably start Ocho Cinco over Brandon Lloyd.
Joe DeMeo, FantasySports.com, joins us on the FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jay from Hastings wants to know which defense to play, Saints or Jets?
Jets going against Buffalo, Saints going against Carolina. It's like the dregs of the NFL are upon us. Buffalo has proven right now they have the worst offense in football, and Carolina's got the second worst in football. So it's 6 1/2 dozen of another. It's Fitzpatrick against the youngster Clawson. Probably go with New Orleans against the youngster Clawson.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Always appreciate you joining us on the program every Thursday. Joe, I hope we got all the questions answered on the program today, and we'll do it again next Thursday. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you bet, guys. Good luck with your fantasy teams this week. Have a great week, and we'll catch up next week. Thanks.
Thanks, Joe. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Appreciate all the emails that we get for Joe every week. We're getting more and more, and hopefully it helps out your team. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC. Until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com and your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
ESPNU College Football on ESPN Radio. Two of the top teams in the ACC, both sitting at 2-1 and heading into their first conference showdown of the year as the Clemson Tigers host the 16th-ranked Miami Hurricanes.
That's the throw. He's sacked back at the 19.
Miami-Clemson starts our tripleheader Saturday, followed by Oklahoma-Texas and Alabama-Florida on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 74. Winds, meanwhile, stay variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies stay clear tonight as winds stay light and variable with a low at 46. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Doug and Daddy show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Husker Volleyball, they got to start winning those first sets. UNK Volleyball, but they did beat Oklahoma in four. UNK Volleyball, a winner last night over Hastings College. High School Volleyball tonight on Classic Hits, 98.9. I'll be up in the old stopping grounds at Ord with Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. The try gets underway at 5 o'clock. Bill Snyder joins us on the show tomorrow. Also, John Gustafson going into the Hall of Fame and Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay. Daddy, take us home, would you?
Well, I'm going to take you home and enjoy the stomping grounds tonight. Day sports fans, when you're looking for the ultimate hangout to watch sports, have some drinks, and keep up on your fantasy league and players, place to be is Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's plays all your favorite NFL college football games on one of their 20 screens, including humongous, gigantic 10-foot projector screen. Other sports bars eliminate specials during Husker games to make back the money they spend. You shouldn't have to break the wall to see your favorite team. Cunningham's, you can catch the Huskers every week, whether it's on pay-per-view or cable, and choose from great food and drink specials so you can enjoy the game without breaking the wallet. You're ready for the ultimate place for sports, the coldest beer in Central Nebraska? Come down to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney, the place to go time and time again. Cunningham's Journal. Now check out Mike and the gang today. Great football on tonight. Texas A&M, Oklahoma State, 6:45 go time. Oklahoma State, a 3-point favorite there. That could be a shootout, Merritt.
It could be.
I'm expecting points in that one. You know, Texas A&M's defense was so bad a year ago, they looked like maybe they've righted that ship a little bit, but boy, Oklahoma State's been putting up some good numbers offensively without the stars they've lost, so... That's a good marquee game to get your college football weekend started. Hey, we want to thank several people who joined us today. Drew Shinnick, head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Darcy Berry, longtime Husker great here in softball, entering the Hall of Fame. Mike Lowe, a Shelton High School football coach. And Joe DeMayo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Folks, if you've got a question for Joe and didn't get it to us, get on his website, check it out, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Shoot it, he'll get right back to you. It's amazing how fast they respond. Great job, Joe DeMayo. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.